KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 71 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two Creston women were arrested on separate charges Wednesday in Creston. 39-year-old Jennifer Lynn Beard was arrested for violation of a protection order. Beard was transported to the Adams County Jail and held without bond for Montgomery County until being seen by a judge. And 37-year-old Casey Georgia Corcoran was arrested in Creston Wednesday for public intoxication and simple assault. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $600 cash or surety bond. And a Creston woman reported to police Wednesday that her 2000 Chevy Impala had been vandalized. The entire vehicle had been keyed, resulting in about $300 damage. Creston Police Department yesterday said a man from Creston had told them Tuesday night that his black 9mm Taurus handgun and leather holster was missing. The gun and holster were with a man around 10 a.m. Tuesday while he was at 12 Mile Lake, but he forgot the weapon and the holster before leaving, and the loss was estimated at $200. The Iowa Department of Education said it will rule next week on appeals filed by at least two districts opposed to fully opening schools to in-person classes when the new school year begins in the coming weeks. Earlier this month, Governor Kim Reynolds overrode local school districts that wanted to hold online classes. She instead is requiring students to spend at least half their education times in classroom this upcoming school year, even as the state's coronavirus cases have surged this summer. News of the upcoming ruling came as the state's online virus tracker shows 9 more COVID-19 deaths and more than 450 cases confirmed on Wednesday and the day earlier. Well, an online academy associated with the Southwest Iowa school has seen a significant increase in interest from parents exploring education options during the pandemic. Dr. James Brower is the principal of the Iowa Connections Academy, one of two virtual public schools in the state. He says in July alone, 300 applications were submitted for K-12 students living in other districts around the state.
That's something, of course, that has never happened before in previous school years. In total, right now, our actual enrollment numbers were up about 80% from this time last year. While it's so difficult to determine if families will pursue with the actual enrollment process, we certainly could be looking at a significant increase.
School starts August 24th. Parents who've submitted an application have until then to decide whether their child will attend school in their local district or use the state's open enrollment option to take Iowa Connections Academy courses online. Brower isn't expecting every applicant to enroll. He says that students, parents, and educators throughout the state did the best they could last spring when remote learning was the crisis scenario, but they've had more time to prepare for that as an option this fall.
So some families, I think, submitted open enrollment applications almost as something to tuck in their back pocket as an option. And they'll make a decision as they get closer to the first day of school after evaluating their respective districts' return to learn plans.
At the end of the last school year, the Iowa Connections Academy had 530 students.
Students can access their coursework anytime, anyplace, anywhere, while also working with one of our 20-plus teachers.
Brower says parents are grappling with circumstances that are difficult to navigate in the midst of the pandemic.
On the one hand, I certainly want to advocate for this model, and I want to ensure that families are making proper decisions. Every student's learning needs are so different, and the online model is not a one-size-fits-all. And as our staff continues to work with families to help them make that right decision, you can easily and very quickly pick up this sense of fear, anxiety, trepidation.
The Iowa Connections Academy adheres to the grade level and high school graduation requirements of the Cam Community School District in Oneida. The state's other all-online public school is the Iowa Virtual Academy, and that's a program of the Clayton Ridge Community School District in Guttenberg. The executive director of the Iowa High School Music Association said he wants to set the record straight after false information has circulated about events being canceled due to COVID-19. Despite some necessary changes, Alan Greiner said every effort is being made to continue holding the competitions, which have become an annual focal point for young musicians across Iowa.
The IHSMA State Marching Band Festival has been canceled as far as the traditional in-person festival that happens in eight different regions. We have moved that festival to an online format.
He says the decision to shift the marching band event to virtual comes out of concern for the health and safety of students and staff, and it follows an earlier decision to move the All-State Music Festival audition process online.
That's a regional festival where we bring multiple schools together into a single location in small, enclosed spaces for students to audition for an adjudicator who is typically somebody who's experienced and would be in a high-risk category for the virus.
The Music Association is also issuing return-to-learn guidance for schools to aid them in making sure the classroom environment is as safe as possible.
It's based upon some research that's being done at the national level. The results from that are very preliminary at this point. It's a six-month study. But they realized the importance of getting some preliminary information out so that schools could start to make decisions based upon the most recent information available to them.
Auditions for the Allstate Music Festival will be held online in late October, with a virtual festival scheduled for November 19th through the 21st. The date for the state marching band festival has yet to be announced. A small private college in northeast Iowa is offering a tuition-free fifth year to all full-time students enrolled for the upcoming fall and spring semesters. Wartburg President Daryl Colson said the idea began to germinate this past spring as a way to help students who are missing out on what he calls the Wartburg experience.
We had to make the pivot back in March and stop so many of the activities that are important to students for the whole spring. And then as we look toward this coming year, we realized that so many of the activities important to students are going to be, at the very least, modified, and in some cases, they're not going to happen at all.
Colson says many students enroll at Wartburg because of the full package of activities like music and sports, as well as work and service experience.
I'm a former professor, and so there's a part of me that wants to say that what goes on in the classroom and what goes on in the academic environment is the most important part. But it's interesting, our students don't really draw a distinction between the two. For them, it's a seamless whole.
Wartburg's fall semester will begin earlier than usual on Wednesday, August 26th, and classroom instruction will conclude at Thanksgiving. As of this past Tuesday, Colson said he expects up to 1,600 students to start the fall semester, a higher enrollment than a year ago.
Every week with this coronavirus brings so many new challenges. We fully expect a lot of students to show up on that first day, but we know that things can happen between now and then.
And the free fifth year of tuition is offered to all Wartburg students enrolled in the 2020-21 school year. Colton said he's not sure how many will choose that option.
We don't anticipate that we'll be overrun and have to hire additional faculty. We think that the numbers will be manageable. Even if they're not, we're committed to this project and this opportunity.
The very first class of Wartburg students met in Michigan in 1852. After moving to other cities in Iowa and Illinois, Wartburg settled in Waverly in 1930. Colson has been the institution's president since 2009. Also in the news this morning from around the state, the board that governs three state universities has approved nearly $65.5 million in budget cuts. Board of Regents President Michael Richards warns this may not be the end of the cuts.
We certainly anticipate that the detailed plans of our universities have made public for the fall 2020 semester will continue to be refined, added to, and adjusted if need be.
University of Northern Iowa President Mark Nook said the budget reflects the brutal facts of the current situation.
We have been living and working in very uncertain times over the past several months, and that uncertainty remains with us and will continue for several more months. As a university, we have become comfortable being uncomfortable.
University of Iowa President Bruce Harold says the salaries of 4,200 campus employees have been frozen.
Shutting down was one thing, reopening is another. Every pocket of our university has been impacted by this virus.
The board approved early retirement incentives at Iowa State, and ISU President Wendy Winterstein estimates 100 faculty positions will be reduced through attrition.
We are addressing unprecedented revenue losses due to COVID-19, projected enrollment declines, reduced state appropriations, and the increased cost of preparing for the fall semester with a prioritization for health and safety.
The board approved salary cuts for the three university presidents. Iowa's president is taking the largest cut, a 50% pay cut. The salary for Iowa State's president will be reduced by 10%. UNI's president is taking a nearly 12% pay cut. The Board of Regents president says those are significant sacrifices.
I have been personally very impressed by our institutional leadership agreeing to take pay reductions to help with the economic challenges our schools are facing.
Michael Richards says everything we can do makes a difference in this pandemic. In a news release, the board announced that due to the volatility surrounding college sports, the athletic budgets for the Hawkeye, Cyclone, and Panther teams will be reviewed in September. A decision on the next phase of improvements to Iowa State's Hilton Coliseum was delayed as well. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.